AI 最颠覆的突破。
The most disruptive breakthrough of AI.
你根本没看到 AlphaGo.
You didn't see AlphaGo at all.
AlphaFold.
AlphaFold.
这些名字你可能听过，他们背后是同一个人 ，Damesh Sabis.
You might have heard these names, but behind them is the same person, Damage Service.
谷歌 DeepMind 的 CEO， 他在剑桥读本科时。
Google's DeepMind in CEO, he studied at Cambridge University.
一个学生物的朋友跟他讲了一个困扰整个领域50年的难题。
A student told his friend about a problem that has troubled the entire field for 50 years.
他记住了，20年后。
He remembered that 20 years later.
他用 AI 把它解掉了。
He used AI to solve it.
这期讲的不只是那个难题本身。
This episode is not just about the problem itself.
而是解掉之后发生了什么。
Instead, let's talk about what happens after the solution is found.
从蛋白质到新药。
From protein to new drugs.
从新药到基因编辑。
From new drugs to gene editing.
每一步都在加速。
Every step is accelerating.
而真正改变世界运转方式的突破。
The real breakthrough that changes the way the world operates.
正在实验室里安静地发生。
Quietly happening in the lab.
公众几乎没人注意到。蛋白质折叠，生物学里最经典的未解难题之一。
The public almost never notices one of the most classic unsolved problems in protein folding biology.
蛋白质是你身体里几乎所有功能的基础，免疫、消化、修复全靠它。而决定一个蛋白质能干什么的，
Proteins are the foundation of almost all functions in your body, including immunity, digestion, and repair. What can a protein do?
是它的 3D 形状。问题在于
The problem with its three-dimensional shape is that
我们只知道它的一维氨基酸序列。
We only know his one-dimensional amino acid sequence.
却没法预测它折叠成什么样。
However, it is impossible to predict what shape it will be.
传统方法是用 X 射线去轰它。
Traditional methods involve using X-rays to bombard it.
然后慢慢解析。
Then gradually analyze.
搞清楚一个蛋白质的结构可能要花几十万美元。
It may cost tens of thousands of dollars to determine the structure of a protein.
好几年时间。
Several years.
全世界已知的蛋白质有两亿多个。
There are 200 million known proteins in the world.
按这个速度。
At this rate.
人类几辈子也做不完。
Humans can't do it in a few lifetimes.
哈萨比斯在剑桥读本科时
As who was studying at Cambridge.
那个生物学朋友跟他讲完这个问题说了一句
My biology friend told him about this problem.
这就是生物学的费马大定理。
This is Fermat's last theorem in biology.
哈萨比斯当时就觉得这个问题天然适合 AI 来解。
At that moment, Hass thought that this problem was naturally suitable for the Abimer eye pattern.
虽然90年代末根本没有能做这件事的技术。
Although there was no technology available in the late 1990s to do this.
但这颗种子种下了。快进。
This seed planted the fast forward.
到2021年。
By 2021,
AlphaFold 已经能准确预测蛋白质结构了。
AlphaFold has already been able to accurately predict protein structures.
团队开会讨论。
Team meeting to discuss.
下一步，按惯例，应该搭一个服务器。
Next, according to the convention, you should set up a server.
让全世界科学家提交请求。
Let all scientists submit requests.
一个一个折叠。
One by one, folding.
再把结果发回去。
Please send the results back.
整个领域40年都是这么干的。
For the entire field, it has been like this for 40 years.
但会上有人提了一句。
But someone raised a point during the meeting.
我们为什么不把所有已知蛋白质全部折完？
Why don't we just fold all the known proteins?
哈萨比斯当场愣住了。
Hassabis was stunned.
他开始在手机上算，已知蛋白质两亿个。
He started to calculate the known proteins to be 200 million.
每个折叠只要十秒，算力够不够？
How much computing power is needed for each fold?
算完发现，一年之内就能全部搞定。
After calculating, I realized that it can be completed within a year.
他当场拍板。
He immediately approved it.
那就直接做这个。全折完。
Let's just make the whole bowl.
放到数据库里。
Put it in the database.
免费给全世界用，比搭服务器。
Free to use for everyone.
还省事。
It's also convenient.
五十年来。
Over the past 50 years.
科学家一个一个苦苦解析。
Scientists painstakingly analyze one by one.
现在一个 AI 一次性把两亿个全部交出来了。
Now, an AI has delivered all 200 million in one go.
这件事最大的受益者不是顶级实验室。
The biggest beneficiary of this is not the top labs.
是那些资源最少的研究者。
They are the researchers with the fewest resources.
比如研究小麦抗旱的植物学家。
For example, plant scientists who study wheat drought resistance.
比如研究疟疾。
For example, research on malaria.
恰加斯病。
Chagas disease.
这些长期被忽视的热带疾病的非营利组织。
Non-profit organizations for long-neglected tropical diseases.
过去他们连搞清楚一个蛋白质结构的钱都没有。
In the past, they didn't even have the money to figure out the structure of a single protein.
现在可以直接跳到药物研发阶段。
Now, you can directly jump to the drug development stage.
AlphaFold 上线之后。
After AlphaFold is launched.
全球科学家开始大规模使用它，地图上一个一个亮点亮起来。
Global scientists are starting to use it on a large scale, and one by one, the points on the map are lighting up.
每个亮点背后都是一个实验室。
Behind every highlight is a laboratory.
在用 AI 跳过了最耗时的那一步。
By using AI to skip the most time-consuming step.
蛋白质结构解决了，下一个问题自然就来了。
Once the protein structure is solved, the next problem naturally arises.
能不能用 AI 直接设计新药？已经在发生了，全球超过300万。
Can AI directly design new drugs has already happened in the world more than 3 million.
科学家在用 AlphaFold 基本覆盖了地球上每一个做生物研究的人。
Scientists.Are using AlphaFold to cover every aspect of biological research on Earth.
为药企高管跟哈萨比斯说了一句。
The executive of the pharmaceutical company said to Har.
从现在开始。
From now on.
几乎每一种新药的开发都会用到 AlphaFold.
Almost every new drug development uses AlphaFold.
不过。
However.
药物研发的链条很长。
The chain of drug development is long.
知道蛋白质长什么样。
Knowing what proteins look like.
只是第一步，有一个案例。
This is just the first step.
特别能说明这一点。
This is particularly evident in.
核恐复合体。
Nuclear pore complex.
它是人体内最大的蛋白质之一。
It is one of the largest proteins in the human body.
像一个巨型甜甜圈。
Like a giant donut.
控制着细胞核的大门，营养进出。
control the cell nucleus door, nutrient intake and output.
全靠它开合。
It's all about it.
它太大，太复杂了。
It's too big and too complicated.
传统方法根本看不清它的结构。
Traditional methods cannot reveal its structure.
AlphaFold 上线不到一年。
AlphaFold has been online for less than a year.
就有团队结合实验数据。
Some teams combine experimental data.
第一次解析出了它的完整形状。
The first time it was fully analyzed.
一个困扰了生物学家几十年的谜题。
A puzzle that has troubled biologists for decades.
几个月就有了答案。
The answer will be known in a few months.
但光知道结构还不够。
But knowing the structure alone is not enough.
做药就像配钥匙。
Making medicine is like making a key.
你知道锁长什么样
了。I know what a captain looks like.
还得设计一把钥匙。
Still need to design a key.
能精准插进去。
Can be precisely inserted.
还不能误开别的锁。
Don't open other locks yet.
所以 DeepMind 专门成立了一家新公司。
Therefore, DeepMind has established a new company specifically.
Isomorphic Labs 在 AlphaFold 基础上做药物设计。
Isomorphic Labs is based on AlphaFold to design drugs.
传统做药有多难？
How difficult is traditional Chinese medicine?
平均十年，成功率只有10%。
The average success rate is only 10%.
烧钱、耗时、大量失败。
Waste of money, time consuming, and a lot of failures.
核心瓶颈在于你得一个一个试化合物。
The core bottleneck lies in either one of two things, a compound.
看哪个能和目标蛋白质结合，还不能跟身体里其他20000个蛋白质乱结合。
Which one can bind to the target protein without binding to the other 20,000 proteins in the body?
一旦结合错了。
The combination is wrong.
就是副作用，就是毒性。
That's the side effect. That's the toxicity.
AI 改变的就是这个搜索过程。
AI changes the search process.
以前在实验室里一个一个试。
Previously, I tried one by one in the lab.
现在先在计算机里跑一遍。
Now, let's run it on the computer first.
AI 设计一个化合物。
AI designs a compound.
几小时内就能预测它和20000个蛋白质的结合情况，不行就。
It's impossible to predict its interactions with 2,000 proteins within a few hours.
就改。
Change it.
改完再测。
After finishing, test again.
不断迭代。
Continuously iterate.
最后只把最有希望的几个拿去做实验验证。效率提升是指数级的。
Finally, only the most promising ones were taken for experimental verification, and the efficiency improvement was exponential.
以前能筛几百个化合物就不错了。
Previously, it was already good to screen hundreds of compounds.
现在可以筛上百万个。Isomorphic Labs 目前已经有18-9个药物项目在推进，覆盖。
Currently, we can screen millions of isomorphic labs, and currently there are 18-9 drug projects in progress.
心血管。
Cardiovascular.
癌症。
Cancer,
免疫等多个领域
in the fields of immunity and many others,
最终几乎每个治疗方向都会用到这类技术。
Ultimately, almost every treatment direction will use these technologies.
还有一个更前沿的方向
another more cutting-edge direction.
人类基因组里98%的部分不编码蛋白质。
98% of the human genome does not encode proteins.
以前基本看不懂。
Before, I basically couldn't understand it.
DeepMind 新做的 AlphaGenome 能预测基因序列里某个位点的突变是有害还是无害。
DeepMind's new AlphaGen can predict whether a mutation in a gene sequence is harmful or benign.
嗨，如果未来精度够高
，If the future precision is high enough，
高，配合基因编辑技术
，In conjunction with gene editing technology，
有可能直接定位到致病突变。
It is possible to directly identify the causative mutation。
变，然后修复它
，and fix it。
从
from looking
看懂蛋白质到设计新
understand protein to design new drugs
药，再到改写基
then rewrite the gene
因这条路每一步都在加
this road is accelerating step by step
速，但速度越
but the speed is faster
快，一个问题就越绕不开，这些能力是怎么来的？
How do these abilities become so difficult to avoid?
Hassabis 做 AI 不是为了做聊天机器人。
Sabis is not doing AI for the purpose of creating chatbots.
他想回答的是那些最大的问题。
He wanted to answer the biggest questions.
现实的本质是什么？意识从哪里来？
What is the nature of reality? Where does consciousness come from?
他觉得人类需要一个工具，帮最聪明的科学家。
He thought that humans needed a tool to help the smartest scientists.
从海量数据里找到规律。
Find patterns in large amounts of data.
AlphaFold 就是这条路上的第一个成果。
AlphaFold is the first product on this road.
在他的理想版本里
，In his ideal version，
通往通用人工智能的路
，The road to general artificial intelligence，
应该像 Sun 那样走，全世界最好的科学家聚在一起
，Should be like the monks in the story， traveling the world together， the best scientists together，
用科学方法
，Using the scientific method，
一步一步推进
，Step。By step,
每走一步都搞清楚发生了什么。
Understand what happens at every step.
这可能要多花十年。
This may take 10 years.
二十年。
20 years.
但考虑到这项技术的分量，慢一点是值得的。
However, considering the technology is a bit slow, it is worth it.
但现实没按剧本走，语言能力的突破。
But reality didn't follow the script, and language skills were not improved.
来得比所有人预想的都快。
It came much faster than anyone expected.
连最乐观的人都以为还需要两三个重大突破。
Even the most optimistic people thought it would take 2 or 3 major breakthroughs.
才能让 AI 理解语言，结果 Transformer 加上强化学习就够了。
It's enough to use transformer plus reinforcement learning to make AI understand language.
ChatGPT 一上线就爆了。
ChatGPT was a huge success right from the start.
连 OpenAI 自己都没料到。
Even OpenAI didn't expect it.
而 DeepMind
and DeepMind
当时手里有差不多水平的系统。
At that time, there were systems with similar levels.
只是没发布。
Just not published.
为什么没发布？
Why didn't you publish it?
因为天天跟这个技术打交道的人太清楚。
Because people who are familiar with this technology are always involved in it.
它的缺陷呢？
Its flaws.
它会产生幻觉。
It will hallucinate.
会犯低级错误
，make elementary mistakes。
你不会觉得这东西该给几亿人用
？You won't think that this thing should be used by a few billion people。
但外面的人不这么想
，but people outside don't think so。
他们发现，就算不完美
，they found that even if imperfect，
拿来做摘要
，extract，
做头脑风暴已经够用了。
Brainstorming is already enough.
从那一刻起
From that moment on,
商业竞赛启动
Business competition starts.
所有人都被卷了进去。
Everyone was involved.
这不是哈萨比斯20年前设想的样子。
This is not what the Kazakhs envisioned 20 years ago.
他想象的是一群科学家坐在一起。
He imagined a group of scientists sitting together.
从容的讨论。
Calm discussion.
每一步该怎么走。
How to proceed step by step.
现实是商业压力。
The reality is business pressure.
加上国家竞争。
In addition to national competition,
所有人都在拼速度。
Everyone is racing.
他说自己首先是科学家。
He said that he was first a scientist.
但也是务实的工程师。
But he was also a pragmatic engineer.
世界走到了这一步。
The world has come to this point.
只能在现实里找最优解。
Only find the most realistic solution.
而这场竞赛带来的不只是速度。
But this competition brings not only speed.
它还逼出了一个更深的问题。
He also raised a more profound question.
AI 到底有没有创造力？
Does AI have creativity?
2016年。
2016.
AlphaGo 对阵世界冠军李世石，第二局第37手。
AlphaGo vs World Champion Li Sedol, second game, 37th move.
他把棋子落在了第五线。
He placed the piece on the fifth line.
这在围棋里几乎是禁忌。
This is almost a taboo in Go.
任何老师看到都会打你手背。
Any teacher will hit you on the back of your hand.
李世石当场愣住，双手抱头。
Li Shishi was stunned and held her head in her hands.
但一百多手之后
But after 100 hands,
那颗棋子恰好出现在决定胜负的位置。
The pawn just happened to be in the position that determined the outcome.
他不是靠暴力计算得出的最优解。
He didn't arrive at the optimal solution through violent computation.
他是一部人类下了几千年棋。
He is like a human who has played thousands of years of chess.
都没想到过的棋。
Chess.
为什么这一手这么重要？
Why is this so important?
因为在他之前。
Because before him.
所有能赢人类的 AI 本质上都在执行人类写好的规则。
All AI that can beat humans are essentially executing rules written by humans.
IBM 的深蓝下
IBM's deep dive.
国际象棋靠的是一群特级大师。
Chess relies on a group of exceptional masters.
把自己的经验提炼成规则。
Extract your experience into rules.
再让机器暴力搜索。
Let the machine continue to brute force search.
Hassabis 说
Hassabis said,
那不是真正的智能，智能不在机器里。
That's not real intelligence. Intelligence doesn't exist in machines.
在写规则的人
To the people who write rules.
脑子里
In the brain.
机器只是在执行，围棋不一样。
Machines are just executing Go differently.
你问一个围棋大师
You ask a Go master.
为什么下在这里
Why are you here?
他会说
He will say,
感觉对，这种直觉没法写成规则。
I can't seem to be able to write it down as a rule.
没法暴力
No way to force.
穷举，围棋的可能局面数是十的一百七十次方，比宇宙中的原子还多。
The number of possible go positions is more than 170 times 10 to the power of 10, which is more than the number of atoms in the universe.
所以 AlphaGo 必须自己学会下棋。
Therefore, AlphaGo must learn to play Go by itself,
而不是被人教会。
Instead of being taught by others,
这才是真正的分水岭。
This is the real turning point.
后来他们做了一个更极端的实验。
Later, they conducted a more extreme experiment.
Alpha Zero 名字里的 Zero 就是零。
The name Alpha Zero contains the word zero, which means zero.
不给任何人类棋谱。
Without any human chess game.
不给任何领域知识。
Without any domain knowledge.
只给规则。
Just provide the rules.
他从完全随机开始。
He started from scratch.
自己跟自己下十万盘。
Play 10,000 games against yourself.
找出哪些走法。
Find the steps.
稍微好一点。
A little better.
然后训练出第二代。
Then train the second generation.
第二代再跟自己下训练。
Second generation trains with itself.
第三代 ,Hasabis 亲眼看着他学国际象棋。
The third generation Kazakh horse witnessed him learning chess.
早上还在乱走。
I was still running around in the morning.
中午他自己勉强能赢，下午茶时间已经超过所有特级大师。
At noon, he could barely win, and by afternoon tea time, he had already surpassed all the stump masters.
晚饭前超过了世界冠军。
Before dinner, I surpassed the world champion.
这里面藏着一个关键区别。
This is where the key difference lies.
今天大多数 AI 靠海量数据学习。
Today, most AI relies on massive data to learn.
给他足够多的例子。
Give him enough examples.
他学会预测下一个。
He learned to predict the next one.
但 Alpha Zero 走的是另一条路。
However, Alpha Zero chose a different path.
给规则。
Rules.
不给数据。
Without data.
让系统自己去探索。
Let the system explore itself.
去发现这条路的天花板更高。
Discover that the ceiling of this road is higher.
因为它不受人类已有知识的限制。
Because it is not bound by human existing knowledge.
第三十七手就是证据。
The 37th hand is evidence.
人类下了几千年围棋都没想到的走法。
A move that humans have never thought of in thousands of years ago.
他自己找到这种能力。
He found this ability himself.
现在正在从棋盘走向真实世界。
Currently, the game is moving from the board to the real world.
Alpha Tensor 找到了更快的矩阵乘法。
Alpha Tensor has found a faster matrix multiplication.
算法，矩阵乘法是所有神经网络的底层运算，快 5%。
Algorithm matrix multiplication is one of the most important operations in neural networks.Accounting for about 5% of all operations.
就意味着省下数十亿美元的训练成本。
This means saving billions of dollars in training costs.
芯片设计、新材料发现、量子计算都是同一个逻辑，给系统规则和目标。
New materials for chip design, quantum computing, all follow the same logic of giving rules and goals to the system.
让他自己去搜索人类没探索过的空间。
Let him explore the space that humans have not yet explored.
AlphaFold 和 Alpha...
AlphaFold and AlphaFold.
Go 这两条线是让 Hasabis 真正乐观的 AI。一条从数据出发。
This line is the true, optimistic AI of Hasabis, which is derived from data.
理解自然，一条从规则出发。
Understanding nature, one from the rule.
探索未知。
Explore the unknown.
但乐观的前提是想清楚边。
But the premise is to think clearly.
边界。
Boundary.
当同样的技术被用在更复杂。
When the same technology is used in more complex,
更敏感的领域时
in more sensitive areas,
问题也跟着来了。
The problems also came.
真正该担心的事情就两件。第一件，坏人拿到了好技术。
The two things that should be most worried about are, first, the bad guys have obtained good technology.
同样是能设计药物的 AI, 换一双手就能设计毒物。
Similarly, AI that can design drugs can design toxins with a simple change.
从个人到国家层面。
From individual to national level.
这个风险一直存在。
This risk has been lost.
而且会随着技术变强不断放大。
And it will continue to grow and expand with the development of technology.
第二件更让他睡不好觉。
The second thing made him unable to sleep.
AI 本身失控。
AI itself is out of control.
现在的系统还好。
The current system is good.
但未来三到四年，我们会进入 agent 的时代。
However, over the next 3 to 4 years, we will enter the era of agents.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
AI 不再只是回答问题。
AI is no longer just answering questions.
而是独立完成整个任务，它会越来越自主。
Instead, he will become more independent if he completes the task on his own.
越来越聪明。
More and more intelligent.
怎么确保他只做你让他做的事？
How to make sure he only does what you want him to do?
这是一个极难的技术问题。
This is a very difficult technical problem.
这两个风险被严重低估了。
These risks are seriously underestimated.
不光普通人没在意。
Not only ordinary people didn't pay attention.
连很多 AI 领域的科学家都没有给予足够重视。
Even many scientists in the field of AI have not paid enough attention to it.
大家整天讨论的 AI 合成内容、虚假信息。
Everyone is constantly discussing the false information generated by AI.
在 Hassabis 看来，只是小问题。
According to Kaspersky, it is just a minor issue.
真正的大考验是当 AI 系统接近通用智能的时候。
The real test is when AI systems approach general intelligence.
我们有没有准备好？
Are we ready?
好，但 Hassabis 不是一个悲观的人。
But Hassabis is not a pessimist.
他心里有一个清晰的画面。
He has a clear picture in his mind.
如果我们安全地度过了这个关口， AI 会帮我们解开科学里那些根结点问题。
If we can safely navigate this period, AI will help us solve those fundamental problems in science.
就像一棵知识树，有些问题
，like a knowledge tree, some questions,
一旦攻克，会解锁整个分支。
Once unlocked, it will unlock the entire branch.
AlphaFold 就是其中一个。
AlphaFold is one of them.
下一个可能是可控核聚变。
The next one is potentially fusion.
可能是常温超导。
Could be a superconductor at room temperature.
他甚至往前看了五十年。
He even looked back 50 years.
如果能源问题被解决
，If the energy problem is solved,
太空探索的最大成本就消失了。
The biggest cost of space exploration has disappeared.
小行星采矿、星际旅行
，Asteroid mining, interstellar travel,
这些今天听起来像科幻的东西。
These things sound like science fiction today.
在他看来都是可能的，前提。
In his view, they are all possible scenarios.
只有一个。
Only one.
我们得先把 AI 这一关过。
We need to get past the AI first.
好。
Okay.
有意思的是。
Interestingly.
驱动他做这一切的。
The driving force behind all of this is
不是商业野心
not for business ambition
是小时候读科学书时留下的那些问题
These are the questions that I left behind when I was reading science as a child
时间是什么
What is time
意识是什么
What is consciousness
我们对最基本的东西其实一无所知
We actually know very little about the most basic things.
他说
He said,
大多数人每天用娱乐把这些问题盖住。
Most people cover up these problems with entertainment every day.
但他不行。
But he can't.
这些谜题一直在他脑子里转。
These puzzles have been running through his mind.
AI 是他找到的唯一一把可能打开答案的钥匙。访谈快结束时，
AI is the only key he found to unlock the answer.
主持人随口提了一句天气预测。
The host casually mentioned a weather forecast.
Hasabis 愣了一下。
Azers was stunned.
说
Say,
对 ,Jancast, 我居然忘了说这个。
I actually forgot to mention Jancast.
然后又想起来还有流体力学模拟。
Then I remembered about fluid dynamics simulation.
还有经济学仿真。
There is also an economics simulation.
他自己都差点忘了团队做过的事儿。
He almost forgot all the things his team had done.
这个细节本身就说明了一件事， AI 在科学领域的进展已经快到连做这些事的人都数不过来了。
This detail alone indicates one thing. The progress of AI in the field of science has been so fast that even the people doing these things can't count.
公众每天盯着聊天机器人写段子、画图片。
The public is constantly watching chatbots write jokes and create images.
但真正改变世界运转方式的突破，
But the real breakthrough that changed the way the world operates
正在实验室里安静地发生。模型
quietly happening in the lab
能力和应用之间的落差越来越大。
The gap between ability and application is widening.
前沿实验室光是做下一代模型就忙不过来。
The Yan Lab is busy with the next generation of models.
真正的应用空间可能1%都没被探索过。
The true application space may have been explored less than 1%.
Hasabis 甚至说，一个年轻人用这些工具做出10亿美元公司的机会。
Even Hasab said that a young person has the opportunity to create a company worth billions of dollars with these tools.
现在比任何时候都大。访谈。
Interview now more than ever.
最后，主持人问他。
Finally, the host asked him.
2016年，你白板上贴着一张便签，写着解决蛋白质折叠。
In 2016, there was a sticky note on your whiteboard that said self-protein folding.
后面画了个笑脸。
He drew a smiley face at the end.
现在上面写的是什么？
What is written above?
Hasabis 笑了。
Hasab laughed.
说。
Say.
现在不是一张，是100张。上面。
Now it's not 100, it's 1.
大概列了30件
Approximately 30 items.
今天晚上之前必须做完的事。
Things to do before tonight.
便签越来越多。
More and more links.
谜题也是。
Puzzle 2.